This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Reaction after the U.S. Senate Republicans pushed through President Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Amy Coney Barrett, despite objections from Senate Democrats as well as one Republican holdout. President Trump spoke at a White House ceremony, but earlier Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer made clear the Democratic objections in the process.
The Republican majority is lighting its credibility on fire. This hypocritical 180-degree turn is spectacularly obvious.
An AP correspondent, Jackie Quinn, has more on the actual confirmation vote, saying that the president and Moore were in full support. President Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden both made stops in the U.S. state of Pennsylvania Monday in two entirely different styles. Biden was not expected to make campaign appearances on Monday, but showed up unexpectedly in the city of Chester near Philadelphia to meet with the campaign volunteer and more, as well as reporters. While Biden wore a mask and kept his appearance low-key, U.S. President Trump addressed boisterous rallies in a series of three appearances in the state. He told his audience in Allentown, Pennsylvania, that we will win Pennsylvania. We win the whole thing. Pennsylvania is a crucial state for U.S. presidential candidates, carrying a big chunk of Electoral College votes that can make or break the run for presidency. More than 60 million Americans already have cast ballots and ahead of the November 3rd election next week. That's a record-breaking pace that could lead to the highest U.S. voter turnout by percentage in more than a century. This is VOA News. An antibody drug has failed in a COVID-19 study. We get more from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
The U.S. government is ending a study that was testing an antibody drug for people hospitalized with COVID-19 because it doesn't appear to help. The National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases says there was a low chance an Eli Lilly antibody drug would help patients hospitalized with the new coronavirus. Enrollment in the testing of the drug had been paused by independent monitors 2 weeks ago. Eli Lilly said in a statement, the government is continuing a separate study testing the antibody drug to moderately ill patients. The company is also continuing its own tests. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A top World Health Organization official said Monday that Europe needs a serious acceleration in the fight against the coronavirus, and a lack of contact tracing capacity could drive the disease into the darkness. The vast region comprising 46 countries at WHO accounted for 46% of global cases and nearly one-third of deaths. That's according to Mike Ryan, the WHO's top emergencies expert. In Europe, the picture is unrelentingly grim as a string of countries reported record increases, led by France, which posted more than 50,000 daily cases for the first time on Sunday, while the continent passed the threshold of 250,000 deaths. Ryan also said that the WHO is finalizing advice on how to minimize the risk when elections are held during the coronavirus pandemic. Hurricane Zeta is closing in on the Caribbean coast of the eastern Yucatan Peninsula in Mexico, whipping the resorts around Tulum with rain and wind before an expected landfall in the middle of the night. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says that Zeta had maximum sustained winds of 80 miles per hour late Monday when it was centered about 25 miles east of Tulum. Zeta is predicted to lose some power while crossing the peninsula before regaining hurricane strength in the Gulf of Mexico Tuesday while heading for the central U.S. Gulf Coast and a likely landfall Wednesday night. And again, recapping our top stories, there has been reaction after the U.S. Senate Republicans pushed through U.S. President Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Amy Coney Barrett. This is despite objections from Senate Democrats, as well as one Republican, Susan Collins, who decided not to vote with Republicans. More at VOAnews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.